10. Financial management. Unit 28. Insurance. Part 1. Expressions. One. Let me ask you something. Two. You have children now. Three. He'll give you a good deal. Four. I think I broke my leg. 5. This is going to be a very expensive broken leg. 6. The government really takes a bite, doesn't it? 7. We'll both end up rich slobs. 8. My grandmother gets by on Social Security. 9. Let's just hope the politicians don't figure out a way to spend it. 10. None of them would have jobs if they did.
Part 2. Dialogues. 1. Life insurance.
Hey, daughter, let me ask you something.
Yes, Dad?
Do you have life insurance?
Well, no. It just seemed like another bill we'd have to pay.
You have children now. What if something, God forbid, happens to you?
That's true. Well, how much do you think I should get?
A $100,000 policy shouldn't be too expensive. Here, call my agent. He'll give you a good deal. 2. Health insurance. Oh, I think I broke my leg.
Here, sir. Sit down in this wheelchair.
Thanks.
The doctor will be with you in a moment. I just need to ask you a few questions.
All right.
Name, age, and date of birth, please.
John Taylor, 32, May 23rd, 1970.
Health insurance company and policy number.
I don't have it.
What?
I don't have health insurance.
Well, this is going to be a very expensive broken leg, Mr. Taylor.
Oh.
Three. Social Security.
Man, they take a lot out of our paycheck.
Yeah, the government really takes a bite, doesn't it?
Seriously. The only tax I don't mind them taking is Social Security. It's only a few dollars every paycheck.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. We'll both end up rich slobs and not need it. But what if we do, you know?
Yeah, it won't be much, but at least we'll have a monthly check when we get old.
Yeah, my grandmother gets by on Social Security and the money my grandfather invested when he was alive.
Let's just hope the politicians don't figure out a way to spend it.
Really? No, they couldn't. None of them would have jobs if they did.
Part 4. Monologue. Social Security is a government program that provides a fixed monthly payment of money to people over 68 years old. The great U.S. President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, created it in the 1930s. Workers pay for it by having a small amount taken out of their paycheck every month, which the government invests very safely. Then, when they retire, they receive a check in the mail every month from the government. Social Security is a very important issue in the U.S. presidential campaigns because older people tend to vote more than younger people.